Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, June 13. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, Tesla wants to share patents. Intel ups its guidance. And your complete stuck-at-work guide to the World Cup. Those stories and more as we continue.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk confirms his company will share patents in an effort to advance the electric car industry. Musk said Tesla will not initiate patent lawsuits against anyone who wants to use its technology in good faith. He believes all will benefit from a common, rapidly growing technology platform. Intel has increased its revenue guidance for the year, citing stronger-than-expected demand for business PCs. Intel now projects some revenue growth for the full year, after previously forecasting revenues would remain flat. It also raised its guidance for the second quarter. London-based researchers have developed a custom wheelchair specifically for people who can move only their eyes. WSJD reports the user simply looks toward a destination, webcams analyze the gaze, and the chair moves accordingly. It's still just a prototype. They need to work out a way for the computer to determine whether someone is looking at a monument across the street because they want to see the structure's details, or because they want to get up close to it. The FBI is getting ready to sell more than 133,000 bitcoins obtained in a raid of online drug market Silk Road. The Wall Street Journal reports the timing and method of the sale are unclear. However, we do know the U.S. Marshals Service will auction 30,000 bitcoins on June 27th on its website. These sales could weigh on prices, which currently stand at around $650 per bitcoin. Meanwhile, if you have bitcoins and soccer fever, you can bet on World Cup matches. A South African entrepreneur has launched the website BetVIP to accept bets and pay out winnings, all in bitcoins. Other established bitcoin sites are rolling out similar features using the digital currency. Speaking of the World Cup, are you at the office but want to catch the action? Fear not. Wall Street Journal's Matthew Passy has a breakdown of the WSJD Stuck at Work Guide to the World Cup.
The Wall Street Journal is an online section specially dedicated to the World Cup at wsj.com/World Cup. There you will find easily digestible interactive team profiles, schedules, standings, and commentary. If you want to watch the games, you could stream them live on Watch ESPN's website or app, although you will have to log in via your satellite or cable provider. If watching the games is not an option, you could follow live blogs of the game from the Journal or Fusion, or check out apps with real-time updates and alerts from Forza and ESPN. The complete Stuck at Work Guide to the World Cup is available at WSJD's personal technology blog. I'm Matthew Passy from the Wall Street Journal.
As we continue, a cup that knows exactly what you're drinking.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with a simple choice for business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
French President François Hollande rolled out the red carpet for venture capitalists this week, inviting a delegation of U.S. investors for a private meeting and cocktail party with the broader French tech community to make the case that France's startup scene is a smart place to put money. It was part of a three-day event aimed at fighting stereotyped images of France as an interventionist government with high taxes and too rigid labor rules. A San Francisco entrepreneur demonstrated a working prototype of a device called Vessel, a cup that can recognize the liquid filling it and display information on a Bluetooth-connected smartphone. According to the Digits blog, the device is expected to cost $199 and will ship to customers in early 2015. Not only can Vessel do a chemical analysis to figure out the contents, it can also tell how much is actually consumed by measuring the angle it's tipped. Finally today, Facebook product specialist David Goldblatt has paid $20,000 in a charity auction for the right to be killed off by George R.R. Martin in A Song of Ice and Fire, the latest book in the Game of Thrones series. ABC News reports the money will go to Wild Spirit Wolf Sanctuary and the Food Depot of Santa Fe. Another individual who claimed the prize for female character in the series remains anonymous. Remember to check out the latest news at WSJD.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.